The Trump administration is proposing big cuts to programs that help the poor, including food stamps. More than 700,000 low-income residents in the Philadelphia region rely on them to eat. But as WHYY's Katie Culinary reports, Congress is not likely to go along with that.
President Trump's budget for next year calls for cutting the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, by $4.6 billion. The administration wants to cut SNAP by $190 billion over the next decade. While advocates are raising the alarm, the reality may not be so dire.
Members of Congress, in general, are actually quite supportive of the SNAP program.
Mariana Chilton heads up the Center for Hunger-Free Communities at Drexel University. She says the program has the support of lawmakers in rural and urban areas, where unemployment is higher and good-paying jobs are harder to come by. Plus, the House Agriculture Committee, chaired by Texas Republican Michael Conaway, recently finished a two-year review of SNAP that found the program is working well.
No matter which way they try to look at it and to look under the hood, they find that everything about SNAP is a very solid program.
But Trump may have support for another element of his proposal, to tighten the work requirements attached to SNAP. The work requirements were added in 1996 in a deal struck between then-President Bill Clinton and Republicans in Congress led by Speaker Newt Gingrich. The Agriculture Committee's recent report did express a concern that states are not enforcing those conditions. And in a statement about Trump's budget plan, Chairman Conaway said Congress needs to make sure the program is reaching America's most vulnerable. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.